Good morning, Carol T, 93.9 The Lake. Is this Cody Bass?
This is me. How's it going, Howie?
I'm bummed you couldn't make it in this morning. You said you had you have to do some inspection or something like that? Or?
Yeah, man, I was wanting to make it in. It's I'm literally 48 hours to opening the new location here. And so, I've just been neck deep in the middle of kind of making sure everything happens, which includes an inspection from the fire department to make sure we're all nice and safe. So, I got that this morning early and couldn't make it to the studio, but will soon. Hopefully you'll make it down here, though, because, man, we've got quite the opening to premiere. So, yeah, you got to make sure you get down here on Thursday.
Are you doing a re-grant? Well, definitely on Thursday, man. That's 420, yeah.
Yeah, no, 420, biggest day of the year, and, man, it's going to be quite the event. Yeah, it's exciting times for us. You know, 420 is always the biggest day of the year for really anybody in cannabis, but this year in particular is super extra special. We're opening the new location. Well, it's not a new location. Same location, new space. So the murals that everybody loves on Highway 50, unfortunately, are going to have to come down. But what's being revealed behind that is a brand new space for Tahoe Wellness for our dispensary. And then what currently is our dispensary will eventually become a lounge. It's going to be such a great day for Tahoe Wellness and for the community as a whole, and along with like 35 specials, the best deals you can get of the year. I mean, we've got so many specials that are happening that buy one, get one free of almost every brand that we carry. So definitely a day to come and stock up, as well as come and see this amazing new space. We've been working hard.
I was going to say, is the entire building now, that one with the cool artwork on it, that's going to be that's all yours now? Or because it used to be, wasn't Glazed and Confused had a place in there?
No, so what Glazed and Confused is to the other side of us. You know, we've got Tahoe Wellness, the community center, then Glazed and Confused. So going the other way towards the highway where the bank used to be. So that used to be Eldorado Savings Bank for a long time. And so we've completely refaced the front of the building and then done a major build out in the what was the bank. And it's pretty cool. Our actual entrance to Tahoe Wellness stays the same. So you'll still come in to the front desk. But we've made a new hallway to go left kind of when you walk in the front desk. And so, come check it out. It's going to be an amazing new space. We've really changed up kind of the concept of the whole concept of how we deal with sales and retail sales. And we've got much more of an open floor space. So we even have kind of a model where for folks that want to come in and just grab an edible or grab something quick, more almost like a grocery store model where we've got, you know, the inventory out on the floor. You can just come in and grab it, walk right to the register, check out. But we also are still going to have the, you know, counter facing and where if you want to come in and deal with the bud tender and spend all the time you need to get all the knowledge you need, we still have that exact concept. So kind of created a hybrid concept around the retail floor. And I think it's going to be really taken on, you know, I think people very much enjoy just the convenience factor of being able to come in and grab what you want and get going as quick as you need to and not have to wait in the line ever. A lot of energy, a lot of work. You know, this has been quite the project. We started this way back in the times of COVID. We actually made these murals on 420 in 2021, right in the middle of COVID. It's been a long 2 years of Caldor fire, pandemics, snowfall,
It's crazy, man.
To finally be here is amazing.
Now, what time this Thursday, man? What time on 420 are you going to be officially open to the public?
So we open at 8 a.m. every day. We'll be open on at 8 a.m. on Thursday as well. We're going to do a little celebration at 420. You know, this year, because of just how much energy's been put into this, we didn't necessarily do a big event like we've done in the past. The big event is really the space opening. It's going to be an awesome day, and just come through, and really through the whole weekend. I mean, I'm going to be, we'll be around, you know, I think as people see those murals come down and what's to be revealed behind them, it'll be drawing a lot of people in, and we're excited for it.
So I could just drop by after radio on Thursday, and you'll be there, obviously, so.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll be there. I mean, again, you know, it's kind of wild. I'm always put myself to the test type of person. So I've decided to do our opening on the busiest day of our year, which is pretty wild to do. But at the same time, I think it really is the right thing for one, the new space, and just to kind of premiere such a bigger, larger, you know, space on that day is going to be great. But to let everybody know too, like, it is almost like our, it is our soft opening, because in a way it's the very first day. And so probably later down in May, we'll probably do kind of like a grand opening party, to really, you know, reveal the whole space as it's going to be set up forever and ever. But it's going to be amazing, man. There is definitely, it's just an awesome new space. And yeah, I can't wait to have you by, Howie. It'll be great to show you the spot.
You'll have to call in on Thursday, too, just to remind folks, and myself, obviously. It's, just let me know, you know, just call in when you get a chance. Hey, you know, I thought about a couple of things when I was in a weird hybrid kind of a mode, and I was wondering, have you ever, this is probably, I don't know how corporate would feel about it, but like a Wendy's or a Burger King, did you ever thought about having a Burger King right next door to where your place is? I know there's a lot of zoning and everything. I mean, that way it's like a one-stop shopping for, man, this is good stuff that this guy has at this Tahoe Wellness Center. And I could sure use a burger right now. Oh, there's a burger place right next door, walking distance. Why don't I just go over there and get myself a couple of burgers and a Coke to, you know, to kind of round out the, you know.
Match them up together, definitely.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's part of the plans. And in the future, we do plan to put a cafe next to TWC, which is an amazing concept. You'll be able to, you know, sit down tableside with, you know, instead of going and breaking bread and drinking alcohol, you'll actually be able to sit down tableside, have a full menu of, you know, great tapas and really great food and menu items, along with great beverage items, and be able to order all of the cannabis items that we have on the shelf at Tahoe Wellness, and it'll be delivered tableside. We can even prepare it for consumption, and you'll be able to smoke right at the table with ventilation above the table. This is happening in West Hollywood and a few other places throughout the world. It's very common in places like Barcelona. But it's really, I mean, I think, and I've talked about it on the show before, like, once we really can break into, you know, social consumption of cannabis that's accepted at a broader level, we really do a benefit to the greater society, because people commonly come together and share alcohol as a way to kind of socialize and bring people together. But as we all know, some people are truly allergic to alcohol and should just not drink. And then there's other people that, hey, you can have a few drinks and it doesn't do the same.
Right.
And so for having that alternative for a person to use cannabis other than alcohol in a social setting is going to be such a game changer for society. And there's so many ways to do it responsibly. I actually was down in, went to Woody Harrelson, just opened a dispensary in West Hollywood, and he did an amazing job. I mean, it's really cool. And he's got a consumption lounge and just did an amazing job. But they've built a bar there, which has, you know, they have medicated slushies and medicated coffees and chai teas and all sorts of different medicated beverages that you can get in the consumption lounge. And it started to have that effect in that area, where people are literally going to Woody's spot instead of going to the alcohol bar.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's just such a better thing for you and your friends, for the community, for all of our health. It's also supporting the cannabis industry, which isn't Anheuser-Busch and in these large corporations, you know? So there's so many positives to it.
Woody Harrelson smokes pot? I didn't know that. Hey, have you ever thought about, okay, a couple things. Have you ever thought about extending invitations to people like Woody Harrelson and whatnot? God, even Quentin Tarantino to come up here. They'd probably totally dig your place, number one. And number two, you know, Earth Day, this whole week is Earth Day week. I can't think of anything greener than your place and Earth Day.
Absolutely, Howie. No, we definitely, you know, through the years, we've had our handful of celebrities come through the spot. And, you know, I would say that definitely we, as we go, and, you know, we're going to definitely bring back the Cannabis Cup and plan to build that into a much larger kind of
social,
one day, hopefully even like international event. The way that we've organized that cup through the last 10 years, we were not able to do it this year, but we'll bring it back. But it is a true blind tasting, and there's just not a whole lot of, well, really, there's no cannabis cups that are doing it at that type of format.
It really is
the best blind tasting format. It's how California got put on the map with fine wine, and I think the same will happen with cannabis as we go. So yeah, we're gonna bring that back and get those folks in. You know, tomorrow is Bicycle Day too, which is one of the coolest days on the earth. Which is, you know, Albert Hofmann took his first dose of the LSD that he made back in 1942, I believe it was, and took a nice bicycle ride through Switzerland. And you know, that is a day that changed mankind forever and ever. So that's tomorrow on 419, and then of course 420 celebrates the best plan on the planet for the healing of the human body.
I thought you were going to say that back in 1943 when he did that?
I believe it was 42, if 42? I'm not mistaken. I think it was 42.
I think that's how spin cycling classes got invented, because he took LSD in 43 and got on his bike, but he never left his house on his bike. And then someone said, hey, that's how we should start a spin cycling class. Just take one of the wheels off his bike and have people come over and all get high and just pretend like you're getting in shape without having to leave your place, you know?
Right. No, that's it, man. Definitely. they're finding very many, you know, therapeutical and resourceful things for LSD, and I think you just landed another one.
That was
but no, I mean, you know, on the real, with the, and that's kind of as we've talked about on the show before, you know, there's so many new discoveries being found in psychedelics. And one that I've always known is just looking back to 1942 and then what that has done to humankind. If you kind of really look at so many different levels of advancement since that time to now, and then look a few hundred years before then, and how kind of slow things were happening. It's pretty interesting to think about and look at. Yeah, it's definitely, but you know, this is just such a great time of year, that the springtime. I mean, hey, what did you say this morning? We get the middle finger from winter looking at spring this morning, but hey.
That's what I posted.
That's all right.
Is the winter is giving the middle middle finger to spring, even though spring's trying to do its thing, you know. But now it's gorgeous. It's really, depending where you are listening right now around the lake. But for the most part, man, it's pretty sunny out there right now.
Yeah, no, I actually love these little spring dustings. It is a great really reminder. Cool, you wake up, it's like, burn the little bit of firewood and make it happen.
We have to start a kindness campaign, somehow mix it in with Tahoe Wellness, you know, different levels of kindness. You know, how kind do you want to be? Do you just want to smile a little bit? Or after a while, you're just grinning ear to ear. And then, because I know if enough people smile, it becomes kind of contagious, because there's too much negativity out there, as we all know. And I mean, I get bitter from time to time and get kind of became an a-hole. I get it. But I think for the most part, I think you could, you need to spread smiles like a virus, you know, but it's, you don't need a shot for it. You just have to pass it along in a visual kind of format. So that'd be a fun thing to start doing over at your place and just branch out from there.
I love it, Cap. Man, definitely. The kindness campaign is what we all could use, especially, I mean, our little town. You know, when I went to Thailand a month or so ago, it was amazing the level of happiness.
And, really?
I mean, just from the people there, everybody there is genuinely way happier, I would say, than when you come through many other parts of the world. And for that fact, including Tahoe, which is kind of ironic. I mean, when I moved to Tahoe, I feel like, you know, 25 years ago, the happiness level was at a different level at that time. And there's a lot of things that contribute. But we are in, like, the most beautiful place on the planet. And we have so many reasons to be happy. And I mean, I almost think that, you know, we should not be always judging, like, where we are as a nation on our economy. But what about the scale of our happiness? And what about the scale of, like, livability and being actually happy? And I think if we actually started to scale that with, you know, we always got to pay attention to the economy and money, because that's going to lead into happiness. But happiness should be the overall kind of, you know, telling of where we are as a nation, a culture, a society. It shouldn't be all based on the economy. And I think Tahoe Wellness can absolutely lead that campaign to work on the kindness and the happiness. Yeah. I love it.
See? Oh, man. Folks, Cody Bass, the proprietor of Tahoe Wellness Center, TWC, for us local guys and gals up here. And I'm really looking forward to Thursday. And feel free, seriously, I'll bug you, wake you up, but you'll probably be up early, to call in on Thursday, because it will be 420, obviously. So we'll make room for you just to buzz in and just let folks know, remind them to include dropping by on that day.
Absolutely. I will call you on Thursday morning for sure.
And, definitely, man.
Yeah, man. We look forward to seeing everybody. Again, there are more specials than we have any other day of the year. Over 35. Wow. Some with like 42% off Kiva products. I mean, we've got some deals that you just don't want to miss. So, yeah, definitely come and check us out. And we'll be there all day. Look forward to seeing everybody.
Well, I'll definitely see you Thursday. I'll try to get over there sooner. But Thursday for sure, my friend, okay?
All right, Howie. Look forward to seeing you, buddy. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Bye, Cody.
Later.